I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1893. That was the day that William Greene, longtime president of the American Federation of Labor, was born in Coshocton, Ohio. Greene's family were English and Welsh immigrant miners. He entered the mines at the age of 16. Before he was 20, he had become secretary of the Coshocton Progressive Miners Union. That local would eventually join the United Mine Workers of America. By 1906, Greene had risen to lead the Ohio chapter of the UMWA. Less than two decades later, when longtime leader of the American Federation of Labor, Samuel Gompers, died, Greene was named his successor. Greene believed in union management cooperation. He thought labor could win more gains at the table with management than they could standing in opposition. Greene helped secure some major legislative victories for labor, including the 1935 National Labor Relations Act, which strengthened collective bargaining rights. He also supported the Fair Labor Standards Act, which established the 40-hour workweek and the minimum wage. His tenure at the helm of the AFL was during some of the most tumultuous years in U.S. labor history. This was an era of massive sit-down strikes and organizing drives for workers in industries like steel, meatpacking, and the auto industry. Greene supported organizing industrial workers, but the AFL's leadership at the time, by and large, favored skilled trade labor. Increasingly, Greene clashed with UMWA President John L. Lewis over the question of industrial unions. This led to a split in the labor movement and the formation of the separate Congress of Industrial Organizations. Greene continued to lead the AFL until his death in 1952. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.